Well, Andre Hollins, first of all, good to see you. And secondly, welcome back to the Twin Cities. How is it being back at your old stomping grounds?
Oh, it feels amazing. You know, it's a reason I came to Minnesota right out of high school, and I just decided to stay. It's just been an awesome time. I had a good time playing overseas, and decided to come back. So, it's good to be back.
Yeah, and I want to get into your overseas career here in a minute, but first I want to get into what you're up to now with the team. Fans, because there's no fans, probably not a lot of people know that you're back with the program as a graduate manager, helping out the coaching staff and the players. Take us through what your role is right now with this Golden Gopher team this year.
It's actually more of a mentoring role. I'm offering myself to be a resource to the guys because I've been what they've been through. And the responsibilities have picked up a little bit because of COVID, and we don't have as many managers this year. So my wiping the floor and making sure everyone is right on the team is, you know, kind of increased from the graduate manager perspective. But I'm grateful that Coach Patino gave me the opportunity.
Yeah, how did it come about? How did you and Coach Patino come to this situation that you're with the club?
I spoke to him about it when I was contemplating if I was going to retire or not, seeing what the situation was going to be like for them next year. And this was pre-COVID. So he said he'd love to have me. And then kind of COVID happened and we weren't sure it was going to happen. And then everything ended up working out at the end.
Well, as you have your duties here, as you work with the guys, let's talk about that first, not necessarily the dirty work that managers have to do, like you say, wiping floors or maybe, you know, throwing towels in a bin or whatever. And, of course, for many years you were the beneficiary of a lot of that hard work as a player, right? But as a mentor, what kind of things can you bring to these guys and help them along in their college career?
As far as just obviously, being one of Coach Patino's former players, just his style, especially helping the freshmen out as far as a mental aspect of changing their mentality from, you know, being the first time being in a collegiate playing at a high level like this. As far as the guys already there, just I've been through it, give them tips, tricks of the trade that kind of propelled me in my career. Like I said, just to be a resource, honestly. Reading plays from anything in life, honestly, outside of schoolwork, whatever they want to talk about. I'm just, you know, like I said, being that resource for the guys to, you know, pay it back forward because guys helped me. So I just want to relay that information and the knowledge back to them.
So it sounds like both maybe some off-court stuff and whether it be, you know, how to handle schedules, whether it be classes, whether it be, you know, whatever. But also, are you able to do some coaching? I know technically you can't, like, be on the floor coaching, but are you able to help guys like Marcus Carr and Jamal Mashburn Jr. and Gabe Kelscher from a basketball standpoint too?
Yeah, for sure. Just, like, defensive-wise, like, I helped Mash the other day, just helping him with the little nuances of the game, just – with pressure and what makes a difference, things that kind of help them out. Just like I see a little tricks of the trade, how to get fouls called going your way, how to make it look like the opponent's fouling you. So just little things like that I try to help them with.
And then I wanted to ask you too about just being back around. What's that like? You know, and I know it's bizarre. It's even weird for us calling the games without fans in the stands, but trying to create that energy. But just to be back and being able to show up every day at Williams Arena, what's that part been like?
Oh, it brings back memories. It's nostalgic. You know, it brings me back to the time when I was playing. You know, when we took down Indiana, just the practices early in the morning, trying to pack into the Austin's car, get into Williams, it brings back all types of memories. So, you know, it's incredible. You know, and now I'm on the other side of it, looking at the game differently. You know, I mean, it's honestly, it's a great position to be in.
And we mentioned as part of this, it's kind of, I guess the title is grad manager, which means you're in school. And it sounds like you've got quite a class load going right now at the U of M.
I'm back at Carlson, pursuing my MBA. The class schedule is pretty rigorous. Just this whole year is gonna these next couple of years are gonna be pretty rigorous for me. But just making that pivot into the real world, I think that doing both of these will help me, be the best I can be in the end.
Yeah, and you mentioned potentially an MBA. That's what you're pursuing here at the Carlson School, which obviously is a great feather to have in your cap. So I'll ask you this in regard to what that means for your future. You've had a great basketball career, both as a college player and a pro. Now you may have here in a little while an MBA, and maybe now a little coaching and mentoring experience. Where do you think this will all take you if you have your hopes realized?
It's hard to say, but like I said, I'm just focused on the present, focused on the now. Like I said, I know a part of it is me giving back to the game, giving back to the players, giving back to the program that's providing me these opportunities in my life, and also bettering myself, with the lap in the real world, where whatever may happen, I'm gonna be prepared. So that's like I said, just me giving back and then better preparing myself in the long run for whatever comes up.
Could you see yourself coaching?
I can see myself coaching. Just everyone's told me they see me coaching. I've had a lot of people come up to me and tell me that, but we'll see. This is a part of it. This is me trying to figure out
Right.
what next to do, so.
I want to ask you about your overseas trip, because your junket overseas, because a lot of times what happens is with the time difference and the season difference and particular leagues that may not have internet, where we can watch a game or what have you, sometimes you get lost in the shuffle. So kind of take us through, after your very stellar career, the U, all the different stops you made as a professional.
Okay, well, my first year, I went straight to Belgium. Then my second year, I was in France, and probably 3/4, 75% of the season was completed, and then I made a transition into Germany for a month. And then after that, my third year, I was in Hungary. And then my final year, which was the most strenuous and mentally taxing one, I was coming off an Achilles injury for my year in Hungary. And I started in Lithuania, then I went to Finland for 2 weeks, and then after that, I actually joined Dre Matthew in Sweden for about a month and a half, give or take. And then I just decided that I shouldn't have come back over. I came At the beginning of that fourth year, I wasn't completely 100% healed from the Achilles injury, and then I went over too soon, and it just kind of snowballed, and I decided to stop there, come back home, and get reevaluated, get 100% healthy, and in doing so, I found out that I had arthritis in my hip. So after that, yeah, it was just a lot. It was just a lot piling on, and the signs were telling me it's my time. It's the time for the ball to stop bouncing, and I just look far ahead in the future, and I want to be able to play with my kids and still be able to play recreationally. So I didn't want to put any more stress on my body and my hip. So decided to hang it up after that.
How hard was that call to make? Just to say, a game that you've played your whole life competitively, and now it's you're still part of it, but not getting those juices flowing maybe like you would maybe hope.
I mean, when you really think about it, it's devastating, subconsciously. For me, it was like you said, doing something your entire life since you're 5, 6 years old. Only thing you've done, I mean, not only thing you've done, but the majority of things you've
Right.
done is play basketball. It's hard for anyone, whether it be anything, that transition is mentally tough. But obviously, I had a great support system and a great foundation to support me. like I said, weighing the pros and cons and thinking about the future and knowing that basketball isn't me. It isn't who I am, it's what I do. So it's what I did rather. And I've only done it for a small percentage of my life. Hopefully I live until I'm 80, 90, 100 years old. So, and then you look back and basketball is only a small fraction. So, like I said, looking in the future, appreciating the game for what it was and what it's done for me. And now, like I said, looking at in the present, I want to give that back, give that same pay it back for all the information and experiences I learned. I want to give that back to the younger generation. Like I held some camps this past summer in Burnsville, giving back to the younger generation and also giving back to the program that's providing me these opportunities.
Well, and you mentioned that what basketball's done for you. You think about it, you were a young guy growing up in Memphis. You end up in Minneapolis. You get a degree, now maybe a master's degree, right? And then think of the places you've been in the world. And I remember watching you score 40 against Memphis and the Bahamas of all places, right? And putting a great game on UCLA down in Austin, Texas, and all kinds of different places all around the globe that basketball has been able to afford you.
Like I said, it's and that's what that was a part of it that made that put less of a sting on me stopping. Like just looking retrospectively back at everything that it's done for me and provided me, it's been able to elevate me to where I am now, and just to be grateful and thankful that I was able to play, thankful God to give me the talent to be able to, play the game at a high level. I mean, like I said, been to Paris, Berlin, Brussels, Vienna, just where in the Helsinki, just been everywhere. And I like you said, coming from Memphis, I never would have imagined going to all these places. So, like I said, I'm extremely blessed and grateful and humble.
Totally off beat question. There was a video surfacing on the internet, I don't know, a month or two ago. I think it was John. Was it John Wall? Maybe it was talking about. Did you get a chance to see that where he was trying to remember your name? He's like, yeah, there was a guy from Memphis that could light it up, and then I don't even remember who he was talking to, but it kind of went viral a little bit. Do you remember seeing that?
Yeah, I remember seeing it. One of my high school teammates actually sent it to me. I would have never seen it if he would have sent it to me. But yeah, I looked at it. I thought it was cool. I didn't even know he remembered me or knew who I was. But we played them. I think it was my freshman. I think it was my freshman year. We played in the Bass Pro Tournament of Champions in Missouri, and like we one of my guards, Joe Jackson, who played at Memphis, and him and who else? God, who's the big man's name? But they had a great team. Word of God.
Right.
They're great. We end up matching up and playing them, and it was a good game. And like fast to put it in the past, I just didn't think he would remember me.
Yeah.
But I think I played well enough for him too, so it was a surprise to me.
Yeah, pretty cool. Pretty cool to see that, that's for sure. Well, hey, we'll maybe try to catch up again later in the season and get another update. But I know fans, you're one of the all-time popular guys, so I know fans have enjoyed hearing and getting to catch up on what's all going. And it's great to have you back at Williams Arena.
All right, thanks for having me. It was awesome to be back.